Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat.
Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
Now, a few weeks into Lent this week, we are talking about our actions and our behaviours. Now, we've already talked about our speech, the words that we use, and we've talked about our thoughts. And so when we've got our speech under control and we've got our thoughts under control, then hopefully that flows out into the way that we act and the way that we behave. And specifically, I was talking about the way that we treat others and how God's asked us to treat others how we want to be treated. You know, the Pharisee comes to Jesus and says, what's the greatest commandment? And Jesus says to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the second is to love your neighbor as yourself. And so a great reflection at this time of year is to ask ourselves, so how are we treating our neighbor? How are we behaving?
I think sometimes some of our behaviors can be so deep set, we don't even realize what we do or why we do it.
Mm.
So unless the Holy Spirit had spoken about, say, our thoughts and the speech, because sometimes it's not related to that. It's more we are doing things without even thinking about it.
Mm.
We really have to like really ponder and meditate, really ask the Lord, is there behaviors in me or can you show me something, even by someone saying something or your partner, friend, husband, you know, like I say, yeah. best friend. Yeah. And then you go, oh, whoa, I never realized I'd do that.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm. Mm.
That can be off-putting to people because sometimes they're not necessarily bad things. Of course, the bad things probably stand out like a mile.
Yeah.
But it can just be more, it's not generous of heart. They're not as kind as you could be. You're more selfish, not selfless.
Yeah. Yeah. And so some of those things that I kind of posed in the heartbeat were things like, how do you care for people in your life?
Yes.
How do you honour your parents?
Yes.
How do you give generously? You've just talked about being generous. Are you patient?
Yes.
You know, so things that maybe the patience we don't realize.
Doesn't come from maybe words that you've used.
Mm.
The patience may not even come from thoughts that you've used about things. You're just an impatient person.
Mm.
Your behavior isn't what God would want you to be. A thing I can think of sometimes is, I know when Bruce and I were first newly married, and again, not because he was selfish, but because he didn't have in his life before someone to have to care for, he'd go to the fridge, get a drink, and go sit down. Not like, I'm at the fridge, I wonder if Rosemary would like a drink too.
Mm.
I'm feeling thirsty, is she feeling thirsty? Yelling out, would you like a drink? I'm at the fridge, da da da. And there's nothing wrong with the behaviour, but the more you do it, the more I can then feel like I'm not being cared for. He's only thinking of himself.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So it's a behaviour that is it's like deep set because he never had to look after someone before.
Mm.
He could go to the fridge and just get himself a drink.
Mm. Mm. So this is a great time to think about those things and go, oh, is there an area that I could improve by offering someone something at a certain time? You know, do we take the time to listen to people?
Mm.
Or I know for me, sometimes I seem to interrupt people a lot, probably because I'm trying to get my point of view across. You know, can I be more patient in waiting?
Oh, but maybe you're impatient, not because you're impatient with the person, but because you're a time freak.
Yes.
I've got to get this done. Da, 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 da.
Let's move on now. Yes.
Yeah. Whereas with people, you can't be like that. Sometimes it is you've got to spend the time with them.
Mm.
Mm. More and more when my parents and they're amazingly healthy and in, you know, still amazing with their brains and everything. But even so, I need to be more patient with them because Well, actually, some days I think I feel like I'm slower than them because I can't walk always the best. But do you know what I mean? It's like I need to be kinder.
Mm.
I need to have my antennas out going, okay, where can I help put other people first before me?
Yeah.
Help people.
Mm.
Is it because of listening, being more patient with them, caring with them? For those of you who have, and it's not necessarily elderly parents, but people in your life that take a long time to do things because of their health or ability, you can be impatient about things.
Mm.
You know, because our life is precious, time is precious, you know. But sometimes it's like, no, I'm going to give the morning aside to my mum, to my dad, take them shopping, be as patient as I can, because I need to care for them. I need to honour them.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's deliberately changing your behaviour that you know that you don't necessarily always do.
Yeah, yeah. And we've spoken about this, a little bit of a theme over the last few weeks. Different, like similar topics come up in that it also goes to who we say that we are as a Christian. Like, do my actions reflect who I say that I am and what I believe? Because they should.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not perfect. And like we say, we all fall down. But this is the great time of year where we can go, okay, I'm going to go again. I'm going to pick up on these areas that I'm letting slide.
I'm going to be more selfless.
Mm-hmm. So the weekly challenge for this week is to pick an area of your actions and behaviors that you can improve on. So maybe it's your patience. Maybe it's caring for someone in your life who you've been brushing off.
Maybe it's seeing things that need to be seen.
Mm.
We're so busy with life, we don't even slow down long enough to see what needs to be seen, that where we can be more caring, less of ourselves and more of someone else.
Yeah, and to notice others. So we hope that chat has really blessed you, and we're looking forward to chatting with you again next time. Bye.
Bye, everybody.